I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Tomorrow is the high holiday for followers of the Rastafarian religion. July 23rd marks the birth of Ethiopia's late emperor, Haile Selassie. For Rastafarians, Selassie is God incarnate. On his birthday, Rastas around the world will celebrate with feasts, prayers, and by hymn singing in a style called Nyabingi music. Jamaican musician Ross Michael popularized Nyabingi by blending it with reggae during the 1970s and 80s. Michael is a devout Rastafarian who sees Haile Selassie's birth as an event that proves the late monarch's divinity.
When His Majesty Haile Selassie came into his world, rain fell. The Ethiopians made this holy because the drought was broken and all them things there. He was the 225th reigning monarch from the Solomonic dynasty. So His Majesty, for the Rastafarians, as myself, is a tradition for all man. Nyabingi, it is a heart music. It's pure righteousness. It is a orthodox set of music where it never change. It is for everyone. First, when I was a little boy and used to read the Bible, it was fascinating because on earth you don't see that real, genuine love of mankind. You always see this kind of, you call it competition against each other.
Children on the mountain top cries only too far.
His Majesty came to tell us what the trueness of love is about. His Imperial Majesty is the bridge for the people in the West to come back to Ethiopia, Africa.
Ethiopia, the land of our father, the land where our gods found to be.
Everything that a man does on earth, it's in the Bible, whether it be good or bad. We are our own witnesses, because we know all the things that we do. But we have a record now. That great recorder is the Almighty. So this 23rd of July is really special for the African people, the birth and the coming of His Imperial Majesty, that He re-energizes and reactivated the light that we can look through by going through the Bible again and glorifying His birth.
Ross Michael is a musician living in South Los Angeles. You can learn more about him and listen to Nyabingi music by logging on to our website at npr.org.